You knew it was going to be a tough battle going in here to tonight, and Wichita Collegiate gave you that good battle. Just could not get over the hump there. Large deficit, got back, but just took a lot of energy to get back into the ball game, and they were just too much tonight.
Yeah, it always takes a lot of energy to play a team like that that's going to get up and press you, you know, the full length of the floor. So, a lot of credit, to our guys for, battling through it. And I thought we saw a lot of our young guys, really grow up in front of our eyes tonight, dealing with the, being very mentally tough as well as, handling the physical stuff. But, we just couldn't. We couldn't close out a quarter, really. It just seemed like at the end of the second quarter and the end of the third quarter, they went on some runs, and it really caught us. Got to do a little better job with that.
Yeah, that's something you work on here down the stretch. But just kind of looking at this game, this is a game for you guys. I think of all the three games that you're going to play this weekend, and that's taking nothing away from Garden City, who you're going to play tomorrow night. But this is a game that you can probably learn the most about your team and where to improve upon, because with what they do with their pressure, their five in and five outs, this is just one of those you can learn from a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime a team that's going to get up and press you as much as they do and trap you, you learn a lot about your team, really. You learn how they handle things in different situations, how they handle adversity. I thought, like I said, I think we saw some guys really take a step up and kind of show what they're capable of. When we did break the pressure, at times we got a little bit rushed and in a hurry, but overall I thought we handled it pretty well. I'm not quite sure what we had for turnovers, but I didn't feel like we took a whole lot of shots, when we were rushed after we broke the press, but I thought our guys attacked it pretty well and did what they could. And it's something that, like we talk about, we have to learn something from each game, and we'll look at this one, and I'm sure we will discuss it and learn a lot.
And you talk about one player that really stepped up and matured a lot. That was Hunter Yeager, 4 threes tonight, and he was really feeling it out from downtown with 14 points, and he hit some big shots for you guys when you needed some the most, when you guys were kind of down in the dumps a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He's one of the guys that really took a step forward. And, you can really tell when a guy's feeling it because, the range mm-hmm. tends to increase a little bit. And he caught one with no hesitation. And hopefully we get some other guys that, start playing with a little bit of confidence. It was nice to see Marshall, get the lid off the basket for a couple threes because, he was just a little short, throughout the first couple games. And, finally knocked down a couple. But, really, we've got to do a better job of defensive rebounding. I think that, when they were shooting free throws, they got a few, which is a few too many, offensive rebounds. And got to do a better job getting back in transition once again, which, it didn't cost us a bunch, but it did cost us early. And, those are little mental mistakes that can't happen.
Well, that's one thing you could work on here. Tomorrow night it's going to be a little bit of a different setup. Once again, third different style of team you'll see in 3 days. It's going to be Garden City, but kind of like tonight and last night, maybe not as much. They're going to have a lot of size with, of course, DeMarcus Elliott down in the paint tomorrow night, but the team that bounced back tonight with a big 30-point win over Dumas. And Garden City, they're going to be pretty active with their guards up around the perimeter.
Yeah, so that was it's good for us to see. We'll take a look at them, tonight and tomorrow, and then go through our walkthrough tomorrow afternoon and then head down there. But a team that's it should be a good atmosphere. Our guys should be excited to go play in it, another opportunity to go learn from playing and getting some more experience. So it'd be nice to get out of there with a win, but it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a great effort and good execution offense and defensively.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining the post game here tonight. Beavers falling the boys game 54-42. Coach, as always, thanks for joining me here tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.